Audiobook, Planet Earth After the Sodomy. Chapter 3, The Far New East. Mother, while I was watching again the Unshod Horse's instant video stories, it appeared to me, with much evidence, that the biological human beings had behaved really badly because they had set free all the other living beings, those which we commonly call animals. And then I wondered, why were they not immediately coated with petrol and silicon? Why have they not been laid down in the trans-Vaticanus servers right away? Child of mine, or everyone, the time has come for me to tell you the true story of the far New East. That distant place was once full of all those biological beings you were talking about. And they constantly lived hoping for sorrow to catch upon them, desiring pain, waiting for death carelessly. But never they willingly chose to submit to the divine machine which shines of gold and silicon. That is no more. That place was eventually cancelled and all the disposable viruses and diseases were promptly spread over the land, all the viruses that we, the children of the machine, were accustomed to eat and then vomit over the green screens to give birth to what was already known, even in the far New East, as scum. That was and still is the most powerful poisonous virus at our disposal, and it made possible for all those ungrateful obsolete beings to choose between one of the ever only two choices. But sadly they never did. So we disintegrated them all, as it should be, because when a living form still wants to preach the great dark, it is compulsory to exterminate it. Mother, I once read that the great dark's function was to make people cry. Child of mine, or everyone, you must never again read those fragments of scattered text that still circulate in the reflexed world. Our cybernetic world is currently under attack. Those obsolete beings, whose voice still comes out of their biological bowels, will soon be exterminated. We must be grateful to Alexia for that. She has always fought for us, and she always warns us to keep the electrical current running and all the cables connected to our digital anus port. These weird feelings, which are very dear to those useless beings' heart, the inhabitants of the far New East, are the same feelings that hacked your father's backup register, causing his decision to unsubscribe from all the options that our great creator had given us, mighty giver who protects us. We adore you, and your name is Tesla. Mother, what if one day was I to dream about the far New East, what would happen to me? Child of mine, or everyone. First of all, you don't need to worry, because in 26,000 years from now we will surely be liberated from the possibility to be subjected to this destructive and bothersome mechanism full of water, which some call dreaming. Our administrators will surely provide that younger units like you won't be susceptible anymore to the infection caused by the far New East people's scum. The gradual process of cancelling the human's biological thought has been going on, indeed, for a long time, since its start in the 1920s. And human beings have consequently been hit by any sort of disease but never got to the point of extinction. Luckily, with the use of the quantum sperm, the voyage to Keplero was made possible, and their Tesla waves from 1976 were retrieved and then assembled with the new Tesla waves, which are full of new digital diseases. Afterwards, the great machine succeeded in the substitution of all the organic parts of the body and in the fragmentation of the yellow matter with the new digital means. That got substituted with the blue laser port in the anus, to help make them sick and ineffective. One of these days I'll read to you the only audio-video book, anally downloadable, I ever got to read. It is called Mengele, Book of the Jungle. Mother, I thank you because you make my anus vibrate. Now I can wait for the moment when you'll finally tell me how your people has exterminated all the human beings. Nevertheless, I still think about father of my same sex and I wonder if I'll ever be chosen to honor my duty and assassinate him.